Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne reportedly have been living separately for weeks, both of them photographed recently without wearing their wedding bands. A source says the two of them had a huge fallout over an unpaid tax bill last year, and that Ozzy blames Sharon, who's always been in charge of their finances.
Number 4.
So Kim Kardashian's in L.A. growing Kanye West's baby, making horrible maternity fashion choices, and showing up for court to deal with her divorce from Chris Humphries all by herself. Kanye's been parked in Paris since Fashion Week in February, and a source told Page Six he wants to make the move permanent. There have been whispers Kim's thinking about delivering her baby in Paris, but sources say there's no way she'd actually move there and leave her family and reality TV empire behind.
Number 3.
Some of the highlights or lowlights, depending on your perspective, from last night's MTV Movie Awards, Snoop Dogg and Kesha appeared to be passing a joint back and forth on stage right in front of 9-year-old Quavonzenay Wallace, who was inappropriately in the audience. And Parks and Recreation star Aubrey Plaza tried to pull a Kanye and grab that Golden Popcorn Award away from Will Ferrell. It was a failed bit and an unapproved stunt. MTV asked her to leave.
Number 2.
Justin Bieber getting some flack over his visit to the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam Friday. Justin was so moved by the story of the teenage girl who died in a Nazi concentration camp that he wanted to write something in the guest book on his way out. He wrote, "Truly inspiring to be able to come here. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a believer." Yeah, many people have voiced their disapproval over Justin's comments, calling him an idiot who is way too full of himself.
Number 1.
And Hugh Jackman was working out at a gym in New York City Saturday when a crazy woman ran inside, crying hysterically that she loved him, chased him with an electric razor filled with nasty hairy bits, and then threw it at him. The gym staff threw the woman out, but police were able to arrest her a few blocks away. Hugh told police she's been stalking him for a while now, and he hopes she gets the help she needs. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.